It's Darren Copeland, weeknights 8 to 10, only on Mile High Sports.
Songs that had purple in it.
This is close enough. It's by Deep Purple. That counts.
Okay.
Besides, it's a great song too.
Smoke on the water.
You know the story behind this song?
They saw smoke on the water.
They were doing there was a concert that Deep Purple was at.
Yes.
And it was at some farm over next to a lake. And
would that have been Woodstock?
No, it was not Woodstock.
Maggie's Farm?
It was not Woodstock. It was like a smaller music festival. And they were sitting on the other bank of the pond or lake, just stoned out of their mind.
Yep.
And suddenly, like at 2 o'clock in the morning, one of the guys wakes up and looks over, and the barn is on fire. And he's like, dude, barn's on fire. And then they just sat there and watched the barn burn.
Yep.
And
all what else are you going to do?
And all that smoke just came and settled over the water. And the guy's like, dude, there's smoke on the water. And the guy's like, that's a great song title. So then they wrote Smoke on the Water.
Fire in the sky.
Fire in the sky.
The barn smoke is on the water. It's better than the 18 to nothing yet, where it's about the guy's brother who stuttered.
What?
You didn't know that?
18
you,
and...
No, you know, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Is
but
that
the baby,
really?
You ain't seen nothing. Yeah, they wrote it to make fun of one of the dude in the band's brother who stuttered.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you.
I did not know that.
That's a better story.
That is actually a better. It's a meaner story. That
is a meaner
sure.
story. But think of how much money that brother probably got in royalties.
He should. If they didn't, I'd be super pissed if I.
Besides, you can make fun of stutterers, but they can't say anything back.
Well, they can. It just takes them a while. That's all. So when we left, we were having this, and we continued it off here for a little bit.
Yes.
About the randomness of the sports that you're talking about.
Yeah, well, I'm just, you know, people try and defend or malign a team by using a statistics when it's like, okay, well, did they win the game?
See, I'm not maligning the Rockies, Avalanche or the Rapids.
Well, you should be maligning them because they were both awful, like historically awful. Do you realize that the Colorado Rapids are in last place by a lot?
No, of course I don't. I have no idea what they're
doing.
So
they are in last place.
Okay.
It's like Av last.
The next time I look
Av at... Av last. Don't look. You don't need to
look. No, the next time I look at the MLS standings will be the first time I ever look at the MLS standings.
Yeah, you don't need to look. All you need to do is what? Is they are last.
Okay.
Last place. 1-6-1. That's terrible.
Is it that they don't have any talent on the team? Because I don't believe that.
Well,
that's the case with the
Avalanche.
Okay,
so let me see if this sounds familiar. So last year, management begrudgingly put up about $6 million in order to pay for Tim Howard, big-time goalie.
Sure.
This guy, Selchen Gacci, who's an Austrian guy. He's a good player.
Okay.
He's been hurt, but okay. And then Jermaine Jones, good player.
Who does what?
He was in the midfield, but he was a U.S. national team player, used to play in Germany.
Okay.
So, but after the game, like after the season, he leaves, Jermaine Jones leaves, but they don't sign anyone back to actually take that spot. So they've now lost a guy, and then they didn't spend any more money, and they, in fact, traded two of their best defensive players, and they said they're already rebuilding for 2018. I mean, that sounds like the Florida Marlins.
Well, hey, listen, I believe there are a lot of Rockies fans who would be very happy with the way the Marlins run things.
I don't think you would be. I don't think you would be.
Two world championships?
Yeah, they won two world championships, but then what'd they do?
They go down for a while.
They go down for a long time.
But then they come back and win a world championship. Then they go down.
No, it's because there's a reason why no one goes to Marlins games is because
it's Florida.
Other than the occasional... No, they built one closer, man. It's on Cayocho, the new stadium.
Yeah,
it's very close.
Don't.
No, the whole purse is because they've been terrible for so long. They're having an... There's a reason why Dan Le Batard is having an unparade for when Jeffrey Lurie sells the team. Because for the majority of their lifetime, which has been as long as the Rockies, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this is either maybe a condemnation of the Rockies or not, okay? But at least the Rockies have at least tried to win every year. I believe that they at least tried to win. They might have not always tried to win well, but they've always tried to win.
I believe that there have been years when they knew that they weren't going to do
it. Florida
anything.
Florida has had two good seasons where they went to the World Series and they've been terrible.
And they won.
They did win, and then they did. Then they threw.
How many times have the Marlins been to the playoffs?
I don't think very often.
More than the Rockies.
I'm not so sure about that.
Okay, I'm going to ask you this question right now.
The Rockies have been three times.
Okay, so the Rockies have been to the playoffs.
Three times.
I thought they went four times.
They went in 1995.
Yeah.
They went in 2007.
When they went to the World
Series.
They
went in 2009, and they have not been back.
Okay, so they've been to the playoffs three times. How many times do you think the Marlins have been to the playoffs?
Well, they've won it twice.
So you know they've been at least twice.
They've been twice. I would imagine there's probably a time when they probably at least got there one more time. I don't know. I mean, they're in the same division as Atlanta. They're in the same division as the Mets. They're in the same division as the Phillies, who have all been to World Series since the Marlins have been around. So I don't know. It's possible that they've only been twice.
Let's see. So they have been to the playoffs twice.
Twice. So they've been to the playoffs less than the Rockies. They just happened to do better once they got there.
Yeah.
Well, I guess this is the question that we need to ask. Would you rather have the Jeffrey Lurie, it seems to be what Josh Kroenke's doing to every sport except basketball, which he happens to know because he played college basketball, where you just tank and then you get one good season and then you raise the heck out of ticket prices and you sell all your talent and it's just terrible for the next 10 years?
Well, but Kroenke didn't sell off all the talent of the Rapids, did he?
Well, he sent his best two defenders away. And you got to understand, this is not Stan Kroenke. This is Josh Kroenke.
But he did it in a trade. It's not like he didn't get anything back, right?
If it had been the NBA, they might have nixed it.
Why?
Because they sent their two best defenders, okay, and a captain of the team they sent away.
Don't give me captain of the team.
And they got a
midget. Captain means nothing.
I think it means a lot more than you think it does. But anyway, and they got back like...
How talented was the captain? Was he the best player on the team?
No, but sometimes you just need a guy who can yell at the other players and the other players can take it. Does that make sense? And they don't have that right now.
You got a coach.
Well, you know, that the coach was that, but you know, the coach, well, here's the thing is that the coach was all talking about defense and now he's criticizing the team because they're not being offensive enough. So I think if there's a lot of play, I think that he's lost the team.
And that
I believe
happened.
He's lost the team.
He's been the coach for how long?
This is his fourth year. It was a surprise that he was back last year because his first 2 years were terrible.
But then
he did a good year, and now he's terrible again. So last year was actually an anomaly.
So some teams just do that. So like John Elway does not want to be we've got to rebuild. He wants to always be competing.
Yes, you win championships.
It's easier to do, I think, in football.
The whole reason why Patrick Waugh left, and everyone is all mad at him because he left, was he told the Avalanche brass, Joe Sakic, but who does Joe Sakic answer to? Josh Kroenke. It's like listening to the Illuminati. That they were not doing enough in the offseason to win. They were not doing enough in free agency to get some people in here, like defenders, to win. And that's why he left. And it was borne out by the fact that the Avalanche were absolutely awful.
But didn't
awful.
Didn't he have a different vision of what that team should be, though, than what Kroenke and Sakic had? Because if you don't have the same vision as your coach, I look at what's happening in San Francisco with the 49ers. You've got a general manager and a head coach that have an exact same vision of how their team ought to be built.
Yes.
If I'm not laying blame on anybody. What I'm saying though is if Waugh had a specific vision of how he wanted this team to be built, but Sakic and Kroenke had a different vision, then your coach is always going to lose.
Let me tell you something about San Francisco. You know, I know that John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan are on the same page right now, but if the owner of the 49ers decides to say we're just not going to spend the money and then tells that to the GM, then maybe the GM and the coach are not on the same side because they're not, you know, they don't have enough money to spend. That's
so
what
you're saying that the reason the Avs and Rapids are bad is because they're not paying enough money.
There is a widely held belief about Kroenke, and this actually resonates across the pond to London because Arsenal in London is actually owned by the Kroenkes too.
Right.
And do you know who's the majority owner?
Well, it would be
Josh Kroenke. Yes.
Are they in last place?
They're not in first.
Well, you can't be in first every year, man.
Yeah, but
just because you're not winning it every year does not mean you're not trying to win it every year.
there are some very serious issues over there, but what the feeling is that the feeling is on everywhere where Josh Kroenke and Kroenke Enterprises owns a team is the belief that if they could put a bunch of 10-year-olds on the field and still make a profit, that they would do it.
Well, hey, you're putting 13,000 butts for soccer in Denver. If I'm Kroenke, and they're going to come watch a bad team, 13,000 of
everyone
them?
Hated Donald Sterling because this is what Donald Sterling does, but now everyone's copying Donald Sterling.
Plus, he
Sterling.
Was also racist. There's that, too.
That, too. That's kind of like English soccer.
It's Darren Copeland. More with Darren after this, only on Mile High Sports. Hush, hush, I thought I heard her calling my name now. Hush, hush.